Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Miseducation of Evie Epworth by Matson Taylor. Read by Heather Long.
Chapter 1. Wednesday, the 13th of June, 1962. I am the wind. I skeet across tarmac and whoosh over dale. Birds skate along my amorphous limbs, and the sun bakes down on my back. I am a sirocco, hot as the desert sand. I fly, I loop, I race. I'm also Evie. As old as the hills, 16 and a half, as tall as a tree, 5 foot 11, and as wise as time, perhaps. A dog-loving, celery-hating, never-annoying, always-enjoying, at times corduroying, brackets deploying, daughter of Arthur, and the fastest girl with a milk bottle in East Yorkshire. My milk delivery speed is not usually worthy of comment. Under normal circumstances, I'm to be found doing my rounds either on foot, with a few bottles in an old basket, or on my bike, in which case I carefully balance the basket up front, leaving the bike front-heavy and ripe for an accident if I break suddenly, as I often do. Today, though, I'm flying. I've borrowed Arthur's other child, his MG Roadster. If he knew I'd taken the car, he would not be happy. Luckily, he's currently in his trusty old Land Rover on a shopping trip to Leeds with Christine, our housekeeper, stocking up on a new shaving brush, him, and just a few little bits and bobs, her. Despite being only 8 years older than me, Christine, hoarder, Mona, heifer, always makes it very clear that she is an adult and I am not. Although in Christine's world, being an adult seems to consist of little more than listening to Mantovani's LPs, drinking baby sham and wearing cleavage-bolstering dresses. I have been warned about driving Arthur's pride and joy before. It is one of many things classified as off-limits. Other things that are off-limits include the telephone, the drinks cabinet, the bull, yes, this is the country, the attic, assorted ornaments and vases, and, by far, the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?